This is the sound of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh no!
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio. It's lovely, of course, as always, to have you with us for the next little while for some music, some light chit-chat, and other things as well. Coming up today, actually, we were supposed to start it this week. I didn't talk about it on last week's show, but I'm going to tell you about something that we have coming up next week that will continue for 8 weeks. A very special series of programs that you certainly will not want to miss. But let's kick off right now with a little bit of music. Here's Marilyn Monroe and A Fine Romance.
Take romance, I'll take jello. You calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no quarrels, with no insults and all morals. I've never mussed a crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance. A fine romance with no kisses, a fine romance, my friend. This is true love, should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. We don't have half the thrills that the march of time has. A fine romance with no clinches, a fine romance with no pinches. You're just as hard to land as the Ile-de-France. I haven't got a chance. My heart's not made of plastic. You're the reason I'm sarcastic. 'Cause this is a fine,
Marilyn Monroe, A Fine Romance, beginning this edition of Happy Station. Now, we're already the second week into the new year. And there's still some people out there that are still suffering from the holiday blues. And I don't mean depression, but I mean all the, you know, I mean, throughout any major city in the world, almost every major city, there's, of course, the sales for Christmas and everything else. So that's sort of over for most of you. But I should tell you that the sales season here in Taiwan actually continues a little bit longer. Now, beginning probably in mid-November, right until sometimes the middle of February, it is sale, 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 and more sale. The reason for that is because, well, we sort of get hit with two holidays within a very short span of time. There, of course, is Christmas and New Year's, which is also celebrated here differently than, let's say, in Europe or in Australia or in North America or in other countries where people are Christians, but people still do follow it in a different way. So we have the Christmas sales. And then right as soon as Christmas is over, December 26th, a whole new series of sales begins. No, not Boxing Day, but the sales for Chinese New Year. And this year, Chinese New Year is from the 9th of February right until the 17th of February. So it's about 9 days long. And yes, so we're now just going into this sales period. And I think if anybody was coming here, who doesn't like that, you know, the shopping sales and commercials? I mean, it'll probably drive you absolutely crazy. But you just sort of get used to it. And it really is now, in going full force. It is really going full force. Today, when I was walking around the city, yes, some Christmas trees are still up. Those are going to be coming down in the next week or so. But people have already started putting out the decorations for Chinese New Year. And in some places, they actually have a mixture of both for a while. And it is sale, 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 sale everywhere. You can't, you really cannot avoid it. You turn on television, you see it there on commercials. You open a newspaper, you see it in newspapers. You turn on the radio, you hear it on radio. You're driving down the street, you see it on billboards and signs. You get on a bus, you see it on the internal advertising in the bus. Same with the subway. It is literally everywhere. So if you guys think that you have it bad, imagine more than 2 months of it. And then, by the way, when that stops, because there's another Chinese festival coming up in April, which is Tomb Sweeping Day, there's also sales surrounding that as well. Anytime there's a big holiday. So it's just kind of ongoing. And then, believe it or not, some of the larger department stores have a sale, which is called a sale to end all sales, or the sale after the sale, which continues for a while, and then after the sale after a sale, they have another sale. So technically, there's 365 days of sale, and I think sales, and I think it's probably the same everywhere in that regard. You know, I do find it sort of maddening sometimes, because a few times there have been things that I bought which were on sale, and then a few weeks down the road, I saw that it was on sale for even less. That's kind of a little bit annoying. Anyway, hopefully it's not going to get too many of you down right now. Okay, time for more music. Now, this is a song that I had promised to play late last year. I believe it was in November. A few people wrote in saying, can you please play the song American Pie by Don McLean? Now, we didn't get to it at the time because I think there just wasn't time. And one person in particular said, if you play it, can you play the full version, not the radio edit version? That's right, because there's two versions of that. For people who don't understand, there is a 3.5-minute version, almost 4 minutes, and then the full-length version, which is 8 minutes. And I think the 8-minute one is more justice to the song. I know there's debates going on, you know, what the song is about. Some people saying the song is about nothing. And there are even some university students that are studying it, or had, anyway, to try to find out what it was about. waste of resources as far. I mean, if the song is good, it doesn't matter what it's about. Does it really matter what a song is about? No, it's just a good song. Anyway, here's Don McLean, American Pie, on your program, Happy Station.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. 'Cause the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was day that I'd die. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
The full unedited version of Don McLean's American Pie, right here on your program, Happy Station. Well, I want to take a couple of moments, actually, to tell you about a few things that are coming up in the near future. Let's move ahead to the month of March, because the month of March is an anniversary for this show. It's my anniversary as host, because we brought the show back in 2009. So, well, almost 4 years, isn't it? Or it is 4 years. I think it will be. March? Well, 3 years, I think. No, four? 4 years. Leading up to that special program, we're going to be airing a series of shows that were produced by Radio Netherlands for their anniversary. It's a series of 8 programs, 30 minutes long. They were produced and presented by Pete Myers, and we're going to start airing those beginning next week. That's right, beginning next week, the 19th of January, for 8 weeks. So tune in, because those programs will definitely be a lot of fun. What do we have planned for my anniversary for hosting this show? To be perfectly honest, I really haven't given it much thought yet. I'm trying to think what we can do. Well, no, that's not true. I do have some ideas, but I don't want to spill the beans right now. I think we should just wait a little bit longer, don't you? Okay. Time now for more music. We're going to take a listen to a singer by the name of Catherine de la Salle. She is from Belgium. And I had a chance to meet her. Oh, it was in 2001. And she is a fantastic, fantastic chanteuse of the French chanson. And when we got together and we were talking, we talked about, there's a show from France that I used to watch on a regular basis when the show was on. The show was called La Chance ou Chanson, and it was presented by a singer-songwriter by the name of Pascal Sevran. And this show was on for many, many years, and it was a show featuring the best of the world of French music, going back to the days of Maurice Chevalier all the way up to today with new singers and everything. It was great fun, a lot of entertaining. And the only thing about the show, I have to admit, that was kind of grating on your nerves after a while was the set. A lot of pastels, very bright. It was a, yeah, you know. But nevertheless, she talked to me about her appearance when she was on that show, and she said it was really strange. Because I said, you know, you met Pascal Sevran, what is he like? And she said, I performed twice, she said, on La Chance aux Chansons, and never once met him. I said, well, that sounds a little odd. And she said, no, what he would do is, she said, all the musicians would come in, maybe over a course of maybe 2-3 weeks, would record all their musical segments. They would record a whole bunch of shows for a whole season. And then after that was done, Pascal Sevran would come in, do all his breaks, and pretend that he was actually there presenting the show, but he never was. And I said, well, that's odd. And she said, well, the reason for that, because he was a little bit difficult, she said, and it was probably a better thing for the musicians. Anyway, here she is from an album released in 2001. The album is called Étrangère, Catherine de la Salle avec Passage. Thank you.
cœur ont une langue claire, vert va le rythme du pas du troupeau, mauve la ligne du vol de l'oiseau, bleu le fleuve qui s'écoule, près de l'eau assis un homme, le murmure du s'éloigne, pose une caresse rouge sur le troupeau qui va à pas tranquille et lourd.
Catherine de Lassage de la discompacte L'Étranger avec Passage. The CD is called Étranger or Stranger, and the song is called Passage or Passage. You're listening to your program, Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. If you wish to contact us, our email address, of course, is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. There's a movie that I'm looking forward to. I don't know how many of you have ever heard of the name Joe Meek. Some people are saying yes, I know that. Many of you are going, who? Well, Joe Meek was a well-known record producer, composer, and sound engineer who in the 1960s created a whole new sound for the British music industry. There was a time, of course, in Britain when Joe Meek started. He started his career at Decca Records in the 50s, and that was still at a time when, you know, the sound engineers were considered like scientists. They would wear the lab coats, and everything was clinical. And he wanted to create a whole different sound and record things in a whole different way, which is exactly what he did. He rented this apartment in London, Holywell Street, and made some of the biggest hit records in the 1960s at the time. Very experimental, using very modern recording techniques, taking very simple recording equipment from the time, which was considered modern, and bringing it to a whole new level. And he created a certain sound that other major British record labels at the time were unable to duplicate. But he also had a very tragic personal life. He committed suicide, and he was talking to people who were deceased, and he was a little nuts and quite paranoid. But anyway, they're working on a film about the amazing world of Joe Meek. And it's a film that I'm looking forward to, because if you listen to his music, it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Even today when you listen to it from a technical standpoint, from a standpoint of the guy was original. I mean, you know, you can't put your finger on, you know, some of the things that he did. You know, what made them so special. But we're going to take a listen now to one of the most famous recordings that Joe Meek did. I think it was one of his early hits. He had a number of them, but this was, I think, the one that made him a world name in the world of music. The group was called The Tornadoes, and this was a composition that he wrote himself called Telstar. Now, how many of you know that name? Telstar, of course, was a very famous satellite that went up. And sort of a, you know, dedication to the satellite Telstar, here are The Tornadoes. Telstar, The Tornadoes, produced and composed by the amazing Joe Meek. And when that film, autobiographical film, comes out, I am certainly going to go see it because I happen to love his music and love the sound that he created. We have a CD here that was sent to us from a listener by the name of, where is it? Coleman. Peter Coleman, who lives in Johannesburg, South Africa, he said he came across the CD in one of the local record shops in Johannesburg, and he said he thought of us immediately, so he bought it and he sent it to us, and it's a group called Mexican Border Brass Ensemble, and the CD is entitled The Music of Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, sort of a tribute album. And it has 16 of Herb Alpert's most famous songs of all time. So, going out to you, Mr. Coleman, all the way in Johannesburg, South Africa, and for all those who are Herb Alpert fans out there, let's take a listen now to the Mexican Border Brass Ensemble and their version of A Taste of Honey. Mexican Border Brass Ensemble. The album is called The Music of Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, and that was sent to it from Peter Coleman, all the way in Johannesburg, South Africa. And the track we took a listen to was A Taste of Honey. Something that I realized when I listened to it, because it is a tribute album, they didn't change any of the arrangements. The arrangements are verbatim, the ones done by Herb Alpert, which is kind of odd. I thought that they maybe would have changed a little bit, but nevertheless, still quite good and a lot of fun. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. As you know, at the end of last year, we did a special four-hour broadcast to listeners in North America. That program, by the way, is in four parts and is available at our website right now, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Go and check it out. It is a lot of fun. Time now for more music, because I think that I want to do a little bit less talking today. Only reason, because I was at a party not too long ago, and you know the kind of thing, you're talking all night long, and then after a while you just go, that's sort of how I feel. And for all those who say that I talk too much, we'll play some more music. Matt Munro, We're Gonna Change the World.
Shirley would gulp down her breakfast, shut the fridge and join the throng. Margaret Beatty snatched the milk and scanned the news and went along. Annie Harris drew the curtains, screwed her eyes up, had a peep. Saw the marchers, heard their voices making early morning noises.
stumbled back to bed and tried to sleep. Come with us, run with us, we're gonna change the world. You'll be amazed, so full of praise, when we rearrange your world. We're gonna change your world. Shuffling through the cold black morning with the marcher's spirits low, grunting greetings, grimly pressing on to where they had to go. When the sun came up, they brightened, stopped to have their thermos brew. Annie Harris got up gladly, pondered for a little sadly, then got on with what she had to do. So come with us, run with us, we're gonna change the world. You'll be amazed, so full of praise, when we've rearranged your world. We're gonna change your world. At their target numbers swollen, up the marchers' banners go, chanting, shouting out with leaflets, protest for everyone to know. Sit in front of all the traffic, harried, busy shopping wives, try to stir their ostrich notions, whip them up to wild emotions, put some fire into their wretched lives. So come with us, run with us, we're gonna change the world. You'll be amazed, so full of praise, when we rearrange your world. We're gonna change your world. Shirley Wood was dragged, still sitting by a policeman from the road. Margaret Beatty had her face slapped by a man she tried to goad. Annie Harris in the office paused in typing, thought of Don, glanced again at his last letter, died for others to live better, brushed away a tear and carried on. Come with us, run with us, we're gonna change the world. You'll be amazed, so full of praise, when we rearrange your world. Change the world, you'll be amazed, so full of praise, when we rearrange your world. We're gonna change. So come with us, come with us, we're gonna change the world.
Matt Monroe, we're going to change the world here on your program, Happy Station. You know, I'm just in the process right now of finalizing a trip that I have to take to Europe in February during Chinese New Year's. The reason is, actually, I'm going to three places, the Netherlands, Germany, and Croatia. The Croatian trip is only going to be 2 days, and the reason why I'm heading up there, as you know, we're building, PCJ, as that is, our own 20-kilowatt shortwave relay, that'll be targeting the Pacific and Southeast Asia. And construction work is going a little slower than I had hoped for, only because of the weather. When the weather is really bad, they can't do any work. And the site of the transmitter site is an area that is always a lot of rain and a lot of very strong winds. So work is going very slow. But anyway, under regulations, we also need to have an auxiliary transmitter. Now, we're going to be using 20 kilowatts, but we have to have an auxiliary transmitter of a minimum 5 kilowatts. So we contacted a company in Croatia that makes very good transmitters. I think Radio Australia is using a few of them. The company is called RIZ, R-I-Z. And I'm going there to finalize it and to ask for some things that I want this transmitter to be able to do. Somebody gave me the idea not too long ago. They said, you know, if you're going to have this auxiliary transmitter, are you going to use it? And initially, hadn't really given it much thought. And then I thought, well, if we're going to use it in this auxiliary, an auxiliary transmitter, we can also put it on the air at the same time. Because we also will have another transmitter as well, a third one, which is a 1 kilowatt. That will be operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Of course, I mean, I think reaching Southeast Asia and the Pacific on that one will be difficult. We did some tests with it last year, And we had pretty good results with, like, Japan and here in East Asia. But, I mean, it's only one kilowatt. So, yes, we'll have the 120 kilowatt and two others. That'll be 24/7. As for frequencies, well, that'll be announced when we finally get everything up and running. Like I said, construction is going a lot slower than I had hoped for, only because of the weather, which has been kind of blech. Really, blech, you know. Anyway, time now for more music. This is our last song for today's program, and this is a song that I love very much. It's written by the singer himself. The singer's name is Julio Iglesias, and this is one of his own compositions called Hey. So here it is for you now.
Hey, no vayas presumiendo por ahí, diciendo que no puedo estar sin ti. Tú que sabes de mí. Hey, ya sé que a ti te gusta presumir, decir a los amigos que sin ti ya no puedo vivir. Hey, no creas que te haces un favor cuando hablas a la gente de mi amor y te burlas de mí. Hey, que hay veces que es mejor querer así que ser querido y no poder sentir lo que siento por ti. Ya ves, tú nunca me has querido, ya lo ves, que nunca he sido tuyo, ya lo sé, pues solo por orgullo ese querer. Ya ves, ¿de qué te vale ahora presumir? Ahora que no estoy ya junto a ti, ¿qué les dirás de mí? Hey, recuerdo que ganabas siempre tú, que hacías de ese triunfo una virtud. Yo era sombra y tu luz. Hey, no sé si tú también recordarás que siempre que intentaba hacer la paz, yo era un río en tu mar. Y a ver, tú nunca me has querido. Que nunca he sido tuyo, ya lo sé, pues solo por orgullo ese querer. Y a ver, ¿de qué te vale ahora presumir? Ahora que no estoy ya junto a ti, ¿qué les dirás de mí? Ahora que ya todo terminó, que como siempre soy el perdedor, cuando pienses en mí. Hey, no creas que te guardo algún rencor, es siempre más feliz quien más amor. Siempre fui yo. Y a ver, tú nunca me has querido, ya lo ves, que nunca he sido tuyo, ya lo sé, pues solo por orgullo ese querer, ya ves, tú nunca me has querido, ya lo ves, que nunca he sido tuyo, ya lo sé, pues solo por orgullo ese querer, ya ves, tú nunca me has querido, ya lo ves.
Hey, Julio Iglesias. Well, we're now out of time, so I have to leave you. But before we go, if you wish to contact us with a request or just to say hello, please do write us. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. You can also listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And since you're going to be on the internet, do find us on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio, and that's it. And if you want to add me as one of your friends on Facebook, hey, go ahead, I'm not shy. Just look for Keith, that's K-E-I-T-H, Perron, P-E-R-R-O-N, and friend me. All right, go ahead. I post a lot of fun and little interesting things on my page as well. So, and come by. Yeah, come by. You know, my door's open. My door is always open. My door is always, always open. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So until next time, friends, so long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And sayonara.